I feel like I'm getting robbed when I bet the finals on a sportsbook.
Dude, delete that app. You need to be using Polymarket.
Polymarket?
Polymarket is a prediction market, not a sportsbook. You trade against other fans, not the house. That means more money for you and less for greedy sportsbooks.
Even during the finals?
Especially during the finals. You can even trade on whether Trump or Chalamet will attend the games.
No way. What's the catch?
No catch, and it's available in all 50 states. Polymarket is so confident you'll never go back, they're giving you $50 free on your first trade.
I'm deleting my sportsbook app. How do I get started?
Download Polymarket now and use promo code BUZZ for $50 free for your first trade. Stop letting sportsbooks steal from you. Download Polymarket and use promo code BUZZ for $50 free on your first trade. Use promo code BUZZ.
Trading not available in all jurisdictions. Check local regulations before trading. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply.
Hello, Podlers. So as we established just, well, maybe four or five podcasts ago, I have frequently said I let myself down on this little pod intro bit. Well, it's not me this time. It's Anna Geary.
Talking to Ollie Mears in Westfield yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, very nice.
And you know what I told him?
You what?
I told him that if he didn't work out with his fiancée, that he could have me.
What?
He could have me? More on that later. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
6:36 on your Friday morning. Welcome to the UK's biggest office Christmas party. It's all going on, isn't it? Lovely stuff. I mean, a little later on, we're going to be joined by a member of our house band. They are back for a very special performance. The Band of Mum and Dad return to the Breakfast Show just after 8. Couldn't be more excited. We have a whole day of shenanigans planned for you all, as I say, at the UK's biggest office Christmas party. And of course, our friends with DIY Benefits wanted to be involved. Wix have teamed up with Mission Christmas. Donate a gift for a child in need this Christmas. Head to your local Wix store to drop off a present and ensure that no child wakes up this Christmas without a gift. And to celebrate this, we're giving you a Wix gift card worth £250, so you could go and spend it in store and take a gift with you and drop it off. Wouldn't that be nice? And once again, I know you are so excited by this time of the week. Every single Friday in the month of December, we get to have a game of Celebrifairy.
Yes.
Matt, how does this abomination work?
Celebrifairy. It does work as a title. Don't question it. I'm going to climb my tree again, Dave. As you know, each year I take great pride in placing a celebrity effigy right on top of my Christmas tree to give it that showbiz sparkle. And as always, I thought I'd make a game of it. So as I ascend my tree, I will give you a series of clues as to which celebrated individual will be topping it off this year. If you correctly guess, you will win a Wix gift card worth £250. Tis the season to stop being house-barrassed, after all.
So if you would like to play next here live on The Breakfast Show, you need to give us a call right now. 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. Please, I've never said this before. Please, all of you call in, because for various different reasons, it's just producer old Swiss today, and I can't wait to see him have to manage the switchboards all on his own. So call in your thousands, in your droves. 0330 123 1215. All your T's and C's are online. Good luck, old Swiss.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
With Wix and Mission Christmas. Every child should feel special at Christmas. So drop off a gift at your local Wix store for a child who would otherwise go without.
6:46 on your Friday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where the time has come to give away a Wix gift card worth £250. And joining us right now on line one, we have Claire. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm really good, thank you.
Excellent. So we were talking off air there. Claire loves a bit of absolute 80s, and we love that about Claire. Of course, it is your Christmas party station, all the biggest Christmas hits plus the best party floor fillers. Mm-hmm. Claire was about to say that. I took the words right out of her mouth. Stop being so on brand, Claire, for heaven's sake. Claire's in Teesside. She works for a charity. She's got the day off.
Nice.
Her lofty ambitions today, Claire, to go to the post office.
Wow.
Live that dream. I always wondered how the other half lived.
Yeah.
And now I know. You billionaire play people.
What a day.
It's important to get down there early.
Yeah, because of the postal strike, of course. Yes, you've got to send off your Christmas cards.
No, we know. We know the nuts and bolts of it, Claire. So listen, I know you've got to get to the post office. It's not open yet, so you've got a little bit of time to play with us. What you're going to do right now is listen to a grown man ascend a giant ladder and give you some clues. Are you ready for it?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. Matt, would you please climb up your ladder?
Let's get ready to climb.
Bit more. Oh, looks like you've moved the ladder into another room. Way,
yeah. I can't believe you bring your tree in every Friday.
I know. Tell me about it.
With your one-seater car as well. Right, he's at the top. Okay, listen carefully, Claire. Here we go.
Okay, Claire. Oh, here it is. Here's my celebrity fairy.
Doesn't even know the name of his own feature. Unbelievable.
I've had you since 1996.
Claire's on brand and you're not.
I've had you since 1996, my sweet prince. Although when you missed that penalty, I decided to put you back up in the loft, didn't I? It's fair to say you've redeemed yourself since then and got us all the way to the final against Italy, didn't you, my sweet?
Oh, my God.
Do you want more clues, Claire?
Please.
Well, it's a football thing, isn't it?
It is, yeah. That doesn't sound like great news, Claire. I like to think of myself as a man of the people, and right now I'm getting vibes. You're not a big football fan?
I haven't been watching it.
No,
that's fine.
Yeah, I'm not really a football fan, so I can only have a guess.
Do you want the other clues first?
There's another clue.
Yes, please. 1996, he said. Okay.
Yeah, that's when he missed a penalty. And he was also in the Pizza Hut. Was that him? Yeah, he was in that.
Yeah, always hit the post. That's how it ended.
Because
he walked into a column.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just talking to the celebrity fairy again. I'm going to whittle you a waistcoat. Because you've got some fantastic managerial accolades, but that's what all the so-called fans know you for, your waistcoat.
Do you know any famous footballers for wearing waistcoats?
Football managers with waistcoats?
Gareth Southgate?
Claire, did someone in the background just say Gareth Southgate? You know we can hear that, don't you?
Wow.
And then the fact you decided to act your way out of it is one of the most... shocking scenes in this show's history. Hang on a second. Gareth Southgate?
Gareth Southgate.
Who's just said Gareth Southgate?
Was that you?
That was me.
Yeah. Maybe he's just a huge fan of the Pizza Hut.
Maybe it's him.
Yeah.
It's me, Claire, Gareth Southgate.
Oh, I'm so glad I didn't get to clue 3.
I feel like I work in charity now.
What was clue 3?
Clue 3 was, please bring it home for us. You are the manager of England, after all. That's what we're just saying who it is.
Right, it
is. You are Gareth Southgate, after all.
It is Gareth Southgate. Congratulations, Claire. You've got yourself the Wix gift card.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. We just moved into a house, so you don't know how much that means to us, so thank you.
Well, congratulations on the move. Good luck with the post office later, and thank you for tuning in to Absolute 80s. Cheers, Claire. We'll speak to you real soon. That was all thanks to Wix, who have teamed up with Mission Christmas. Donate a gift for a child in need this Christmas. Head to your local Wix store to drop off a present to ensure that no child wakes up this Christmas without a gift.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
12 minutes past 7 on your Friday morning. You are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where we are kicking off the UK's biggest office Christmas party. Coming up in about 20 minutes' time, we've got your chance to win lots of lovely prizes, all thanks to Tesco. But first, Matt Dyson, what's the comings and the goings on the social media?
Well, one of the big stories of the week on the socials is the latest casting in the West End show 222, A Ghost Story.
Oh, is that what... I thought that was a clock.
No. Yeah, it's not a broken clock. It is a supernatural stage show that's quite big on the West End. And people with little acting experience keep getting cast in one of the roles. Laura Whitmore, Lily Allen, and now Cheryl. Cheryl from Girls Aloud and pop music is one of them. It's going to be in it.
Tell us more about this Cheryl.
Well, she's from pop music, Dave. So I mean, Anna, you may have interviewed her for ITV London about getting this new role. I'm not sure.
Not yet.
No, not yet.
Wow, that was really cagey. Has he got a big exclusive coming?
It's coming.
I did make it sound like that, yeah. Didn't I?
Yeah, no, maybe. You were talking to Ollie Murs in Westfield yesterday.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, do you know what I told him?
You are.
I told him that if he didn't work out with his fiancée, that he could have me.
What? What?
He could have me?
You're better than that.
Do you remember when Frost said that to Nixon during his interview? Yeah.
The way he slowly, slowly gave him a sense of, like, security and then bam, hit him with the, why don't you just have me?
Wow. I'm not an eligible bachelor.
You can have me.
What? I love Glenn's Nixon.
Oh, OK, wow. I mean...
It's amazing, wow. What a revelation.
I mean, I don't know how did Ollie react to that?
Well, he just sort of looked a bit sheepish.
I bet
I'm
he did.
Surprised.
How did the other kind of well-respected award-winning journalist around you react to that?
Oh, I know. But you know, like...
Was McDonald there? I bet he was living, wasn't he?
Wow. But I'd never been like a huge fangirl, but now I'm going to that tour. Yeah. I am just like Ollie
He's
number
won you
one.
Over. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Well, good. Excellent. Thank you so much for sharing that.
What a revelation.
Yeah.
It's bigger than the actual stories on the social ammo.
Anyway, there was a broken clock in Piccadilly Circus.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, anyway, so basically, people have been doing memes and mocking up images of who they think would get this role in the future.
Right.
Like Jackie Weaver, the leader of the Beveragino women, all sorts of stuff. And various suggestions. But one great tweet from someone called Amy Van Gaar, who describes herself as a part-time gin-soaked lush, full-time super vixen, which is an amazing description.
Well, if it doesn't work out of your fiancé, you can have me.
2:22, a ghost story is like jury service. Any one of us could be picked at any moment to start. Very nice. And just before I go, one little festive Friday mashup for you.
Oh, nice.
For the biggest office Christmas party, of course, today. There, I ruined it on Instagram. I've done Michael Bublé meets Creep by Radiohead. Light meeting dark in a wonderful way. Here it is.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look at the fire.
Oh, I love
pen.
It.
It's glistening once again. The candy canes and silver lanes of gold.
Sadly, that's all they give us. I want to hear the whole song.
Oh.
I want to hear a whole album of Bublé meets Radiohead. This is probably why I'm not going to be in the mix on the show later for the Christmas party, Dave.
Can't
and
wait for
you
that.
Are. It's from 9 o'clock. But you'll be talking about that later, and Ollie Murs, no doubt. And I've saved your date.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's Friday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, home of Whamageddon. Right. Some of you out there have accidentally whammed people you love the most. Now, we always say, and it's one of the rules, you cannot deliberately wham somebody. Sometimes you accidentally hurt the ones you love the most.
Yeah.
And Whamageddon is no different. And I'll tell you who else is no different. And joining us right now on line one, you will be shocked by the name I am about to say. Whamming her entire family in their car. It is the Queen of Rock. Leona Graham. Good morning, Leona.
Good morning, Dave and the team. Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, I had to get you on because you will serve as words of warning to people listening
Please,
right now.
Yes.
You commented on the post we put up, which explains the rules of Whamageddon for everybody on the socials. And it started with, I whammed the whole family by accident. I made a fatal mistake.
Yes.
So pick it up from there, Leona. What happened that fateful day?
We'd had a lovely weekend away and wanted to start the Christmas festivities in Brighton. On the way back, I thought, well, let's continue the festivities and we'll play some Christmas music on the way home. So I went through the presets and I remembered one of the stations, Magic, is called 100%
yes.
Christmas at this time.
Keeping it Bauer. Nice.
As I pressed that button, part of my brain thought, risky, I thought, the chances of Wham being on are so low, they've got a lot of Christmas songs to play. Literally, as I press the button, on it comes. Last Christmas. The whole family wiped out in one go. My partner, 3 kids and
wow.
me.
Oh, my goodness. So, first of all, I mean, so many people are going to be rocked by the news that the Queen of Rock listens to Magic 100% Christmas. I mean, there's no other word for it, but slash his hat, Leona. I mean, so were you driving or was your partner driving? Because I mean, that must have been a hands in the air, on your head, no kind of
dangerous.
Moment, right?
Yes, I was the passenger, so it's okay.
Right, okay.
We were on the motorway at the time, so it could have been could have been risky. There was anger, disbelief, and then tears from Dexter.
Oh, no,
seriously. Oh, no, not little Dexter. Oh,
yeah.
You've ruined his Christmas.
He was so upset, followed by outrage, and then a refusal to listen to any Christmas songs at all. He said, turn it off. Just wow. Turn the station off.
Oh, my Lord.
Do you think Dexter will forgive you in time for Christmas? Do you think Santa's going to need to put in an extra shift for you to get back in the good books of your son?
Dexter's not going to forgive me, and this is going to go on year after year. He's going to remember. He's got amazing memories.
God.
You know, God, next year he'll be like, oh, this is when you ruined it, you know.
Yeah.
It's just going to go on and on.
I remember when you ruined Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, no parent needs to hear that, do they? No. Now, of course, we are at the moment having the UK's biggest Christmas party here at Absolute Radio. Leona, you're going to be here from 10 a.m. doing the All Request Guarantee. Anything you want to say to those who are going to be listening in their millions?
Yes, I would love it if everybody could right now text in or send a message with your requests. The All Request Guarantee begins sharpish 10 o'clock.
Leona will, of course, be taking your requests, playing those songs. She won't be hearing them. She'll be listening to Magic, but she will be playing them for those of you who are. Leona, great having you on the show. Have a good one at 10 a.m. Leona Graham, everyone.
Thank you. See you later.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
7:36 on your Friday morning. You are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Today, we are kicking off the UK's biggest office Christmas party with Tesco. With a range of gift cards to suit everyone, let your loved ones choose the Christmas presents they really want by giving them an e-gift card from Tesco. Now, we're giving away £1,000 worth of e-gift card goodness to three separate listeners. That's
what
we're doing.
Yeah, it's a lot, isn't it? It's a big prize.
Now, you can go and spend your e-gift card in Tesco. Sure you can. But you can also spend it in a huge range of shops and restaurants, including ASOS, Lego, Nando's, Nike, the Mighty TK Maxx, and Wagamamas.
Oh, excellent.
£1,000 worth of chicken chili ramen. Merry Christmas, one and all, is what I say. So all you need to do to stand a chance of winning is play our game, Are You Wiser Than a Wise Man? Matt, how does this work?
Well, Dave, we're looking for three callers to come to air and answer a question from one of our three wise people. Field and Fountain, Glenmore and Mountain, following Young the Star. It is myself, Anna and Glenn, bearing gifts. Very we nice. Travel as far. Different question based on a cheap pun. If you answer the question correctly, you win the £1,000 gift card. So it's really that simple.
Yeah, so we're looking for three people. We've got three £1,000 gift cards to give away. If you would like to take on one of our three wise peoples, then call us right now. 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. T's and C's are online. And lines close at when, old Swiss?
7:42.
Thank you very much.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
With Wix and Mission Christmas, head to absoluteradio.co.uk to find out how to give a gift to a child in need this Christmas.
7:47 is the time. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where real music matters, and as does the UK's biggest office Christmas party with Tesco. We're throwing it today. Oh, yes, we are. In fact, in about 30 minutes' time, maybe even less, we're going to be joined live on the show by one of the members of the band of Mum and Dad.
Yes.
And we're going to be bringing you a very special cover of a Christmas ditty. They are our house band for the party. But right now, I'm giving you a chance to win £1,000 worth of e-gift cards from Tesco as we play Are You Wiser Than a Wise Person? Come on air and choose one of our very own wise people. Now, they're each bringing a different question as gifts. So we've got Goal, Frankenfurter and Ollie Mers.
Okay.
Glenn Moore is our own wise man with a goal/football-related question. Mm-hmm. Matt is our wise man with a Frankfurter-related question. And, of course, well, she really revealed far too much, in my opinion, during the social ammo at 7:10. Anna Geary is our wise woman with an Ollie Mers-related question. Ollie, you can have me if it doesn't work out of a fiancé Mers.
As he's now known.
Joining us right now on line one is Angela. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Angela, welcome to the show. Hello. Angela is a civil servant in Swansea, loves a bit of the main station, which we love about you, Angela. So which one of our wise people are you going for? Do you want some Matt, do you want some Glenn, or do you want some Anna?
I think I'm going to go with Anna.
Anna, OK. So Anna Geary brings MERS. Anna, what's your question?
OK, my question for you is, which of these is an Ollie MERS song? Is it A, My Heart Skips a Beat, or is it B, My Heart Skips Her Alarm and Sleeps In When She's Got to Be on the Radio at 6 a.m.
Yeah! Yeah. One day a week! One show a week, Anna! Don't miss your first bulletin, surely!
I knew!
It's not like Glenn's got enough on! What with, you know, the UK stand-up tour? Angela, for the gift card, A or B?
I think it's
got to
be A.
It is, My Heart Skips a Beat. Well done, Angela. You've got the gift card. Online too, we have Steph. Good morning, Steph.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Steph is a pharmacy technician. She also loves a little bit of the main station. Steph, great having you on board. So which one of our wise people would you like to receive a question from? You've got Matt Dyson or Glenn Moore to choose from.
Oh, I might give Matt a go if that's okay.
Matt Dyson, okay. He brings Frankfurter.
Yes,
Matt.
My specialist subject of sausages. And which of these is a type of Spanish sausage? Ooh. A, chorizo, or B, chorizno?
I think it's A.
It is! Yeah. Well done!
Barely worth
it. Done it! Really, congratulations, yeah. Steph. Well done. You've got yourself a gift card. And finally, joining us on line three is Brendan. Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning.
Oh, he's a door engineer. Also, like our other two winners, loves a bit of main station. Yeah, let's hope that's not a good omen. So you have Glenn Moore bringing goal. Are you ready for your question?
Yes.
Wise person, please take it away.
All right, who do England face in the quarterfinals of the World Cup tomorrow night? Is it A, Lapland, or B, France?
B.
Correct!
Yes! Yes!
That Brendan, he doesn't say much, but yeah, when he does, he wins. Brendan, thank you for tuning into the show. Congratulations. You got a gift card. So with a range of gift cards to suit everyone, let your loved ones choose the Christmas presents they really want by giving them a Tesco gift card. You can buy online or in-store whilst you do your Christmas food shop. Well done, everybody. It's Friday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. And right now, we are throwing what can only be described as the UK's biggest office Christmas party with Tesco. Don't forget, from 10 a.m, Leona and then Ben will have the all-request guarantee. And from 4 p.m, Bush and Richie have got their own house band. And it's razor light, everybody.
Huge.
But before that, well, here on The Breakfast Show, we had to go big. And there is no bigger than the success story of 2022, is what I'm going to call them. Yes, it gives me great pleasure to say we got the band back together. I'm talking the band of Mum and Dad. And joining us right now on line one, the proud owner of a guitar. He is named the Hate Machine. It is BoMad lead guitarist and all-round nice guy, Wayne. Good morning, Wayne.
Hi, Dave. Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Oh, Wayne, it's great to have you back on the
Johnny
show.
Who needs Johnny Burrell when you've got Wayne and the Hate Machine, eh?
Well, it's good to be back, and it's a great party, so thank you.
Oh, Wayne, listen, it's been a few months since we assembled the band of Mum and Dad, and you gave us that incredible performance. How has life been since then? I mean, obviously, you have to go back to some kind of normality, but is it something that still sticks with you? Do you wake up in the morning and think, that was a great thing that I did a few months back?
Do you know, actually, yeah, it was a fantastic experience, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Going back to the sort of drudgery of work on the following day was a bit difficult, but it's a memory I'll treasure, and really loved seeing you guys and getting to chat with you and meeting the band as well. Still in touch with all the guys from the band and all that.
Well, I was going to ask you, so you are still in touch with the other members of the band and Mum and Dad. That's great. Have you got like a WhatsApp group, or are you kind of DMing each other on the socials? What's going on?
Yeah, there's a WhatsApp group. We chat regularly, share a lot of silly memes with each other and talk about the band and reminisce a little bit. So
nice.
Ever bring up yours truly, you know, the founder, the creator, the main man, any of that stuff, Wayne, or...?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, absolutely, you're revered. We've got a big gold statue of you and everything.
Yeah, that's what all the memes are of.
Yeah. I bet they are! I shouldn't have asked, should I? We are in the throes of Whamageddon, and this is going to lead nicely into what's about to happen. Are you playing along where you are, Wayne? Are you trying to avoid Last Christmas by Wham?
Absolutely. I'm hoping I do better this year than I did last year.
So you're still in now, are you?
Still in now. I've worked very hard. It gets very competitive in the office. I'm hoping I can make it this year.
Okay, so still in on the 9th of December. That's very impressive stuff. Wayne, the reason we're so thrilled to have you back on the show is that the band of Mum and Dad are our house band. We invited you back to the studios under the cloak of darkness because we didn't want the Paps to see what was happening when the band reformed. You did a very special Christmas cover for us. Now, Wayne, you are, of course, in your very soul, it courses through your veins, a heavy metal guitarist. People will never forget that look in your eyeballs when you laid down a lick on Sex on Fire, when you tackled Edge of 17 by Stevie Nicks. It was a thing of pure music beauty. Metal. So when I came down and said, we're going to do a cover of Last Christmas by Wham, how did the hate machine wielding Wayne take that news?
Well, it was certainly a different thing for me to play. But I've got to be honest, I love all the 80s stuff anyway. So it was actually a really fun song to play. But I must confess, Dave, that the temptation to just let rip was great. But I promise the guys I'll rein in. A bit like, you know, Animal from the Muppets. You know, I'll rein it right in and just play safe on this one.
Oh, Wayne, listen. So everybody is so excited. Now, if you are taking part, as Wayne is and we all are in Whamageddon, what you're about to hear is absolutely fine. It evokes rule number two, which means that covers and remixes, you can listen to them freely. And what a cover we have. Wayne, would you do me the great honour of introducing the band of Mum and Dad's cover of Last Christmas by Wham to the millions of people listening right now? The floor is yours.
I'd be delighted to, Dave. Hi all, this is the band of Mum and Dad, and here is our cover of Wham's Last Christmas. I hope you enjoy.
Yay! That's Last Christmas by the band of Mum and Dad. Wayne, how did it feel to hear that?
It was certainly a lot of fun. Honestly, this whole experience is something I'm just going to treasure for the rest of my life. And I just want to say a great big thank you to all you guys for putting this on and for the studio engineers for putting this track together and mixing it for us. It sounds fantastic.
Well, Wayne, that's really sweet of you to say. It also looks fantastic. The band of Mum and Dad always do. You can see the video for yourself on the socials. Share it with all your friends. Wayne, I'm going to let you go because I'm sure the WhatsApp group of BOMAD is lit right now. And you've said thank you for this experience, which is really nice and humbling and sweet for you to say. But don't worry, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Here on The Breakfast Show, we already have huge plans for the band of Mum and Dad in 2023. It certainly isn't the last you're going to be hearing of those guys, and I am so excited about that. Wayne, wishing you and the family a really Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We'll speak to you real soon.
Thank you. Happy Christmas, all.
Give it up for Wayne, everybody.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's 8:37 on your Friday morning. You are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where, of course, real music matters. Christmas Day, 16 sleeps.
Ooh, 16 sleeps.
I haven't thought to ask, are you in any way prepared?
No, not really. We're getting there. I have bought a few presents, to be fair. Yeah.
Okay. Glenn?
I've got ideas of what I want to buy. I haven't purchased a single item.
Lofty ambitions.
Yes.
Does not the happy
I've
family
make. I've got big plans, baby.
Anna?
I haven't even got an advent calendar this year. That's depressing, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is.
I need to sort that out.
They, you can get them at a really good price now.
Oh, yes.
9th of December is when you should always get your advent calendars, let me tell you. So our good friends with hosting and gifting benefits, Argos, have everything that we clearly need, and you do as well, for hosting and gifting this Christmas. Argos is your one-stop shop for all your Christmas needs, from decorating your home to hosting the hordes and buying presents for everybody. And every single day this week on The Breakfast Show, and today is the final chance, we've been giving you an Argos gift card worth £1,000 and a further £1,000 to spend in cash in quite simply one of the easiest quizzes we have ever done in the history of this show. All you needed to do was go online, register, and tell us about the loved one that you wanted to play alongside. And joining us now on line one is Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning,
Dave.
Good
morning, Dave. How are you
doing? All right. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you as well. So you're kind of overseeing an exam in about 20 minutes' time, Sarah. Is that correct?
Yes.
A few more details would be nice, Sarah. You know what I mean? I can't just take your word for it. But what exam is it?
It's RE.
RE for who?
For some GCSE students.
Very right, cagey, GCSE students doing an RE exam. Okay, I won't ask any more details. On line two, we've got Andy. Good morning, Andy.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hi, Andy. Hello.
Welcome to the show, Andy. So how do you two know one another?
We're married.
You're married. Okay, how long have you been married for?
Of course, you
get that
one,
too. Yeah. Say it for me and I'll mime along.
I'll see if she remembered.
Right. How many years is it, Sarah?
32 years.
Okay, that's how long Sarah and Andy have been married. And up next, they're going to work together to try and win the gift cards and the cash as we put them through our quiz.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
With Wickes and Mission Christmas. Help bring some cheer to a child in need this Christmas. Drop off a gift at your local Wickes store.
Good morning, you're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And right now, we're giving Sarah and Andy the chance to win an Argos gift card worth £1,000 and £1,000 in cash. As for the final time this week, we play Festive Pursuit. Matt, remind us how it works.
It's time to flip-flop again, Dave.
Oh, I love it.
With the 8 questions.
Okay.
Half of them are worth £250 to spend in-store or online at Argos. The other half are worth £250 in cash. So we'll flip between the two, giving you a grand total of £1,000 to spend in store or online at Argos, and a grand to spend as you please. Go wild in the aisles.
Thank you very much indeed, Matt. Sarah, Andy, are you ready?
Yep. Ready for a little bit.
Okay, you've been married for 32 years, but finally it's time for you to get along. Okay, good luck to you both. We've got the forever timer lined up. It's good to go. Here we go. In the Christmas song by Nat King Cole, what is roasting on an open fire? Is it Matt Dyson's delivery driver fleece or chestnuts? It is chestnuts. Yes. What is the name of Ricky Gervais's character in The Office? Is it David Brent or David Cross?
David Brent.
It is. What is New York known as? The Big Lebowski or the Big Apple? It is the Big Apple. Which of these is a famous Italian pasta dish? Spaghetti bolognese or confetti bolognese? It is, yeah. In the 12 Days of Christmas song, what are the 8 maids doing? Are they a milking or are they awaiting a rail replacement bus service? They are, yeah. Who do Brazil face in the World Cup quarter final today? Is it Croatia or the Norwich under nines? It is Croatia. With its Christmas movie credentials often debated, what is the film where Bruce Willis saves an office Christmas party from Alan Rickman? Is it Die Hard or is it the Nakatomi Plaza Barefooted Bonanza?
Die Hard.
It is Die Hard. And finally, the final question of the week. You can see that inspiration was low in my house last night, because I've got this. What is the name of the 60s band featuring Paul McCartney and John Lennon?
Oh,
The Beatles.
It is yeah. The Beatles! Well done, guys. You've won the full shebang. You've got the gift card worth £1,000 and the cash as well. Sarah, Andy, have yourselves a great Christmas and thank you for tuning in to the show. And that was, of course, all thanks to Argos, who have everything you need for hosting and gifting this Christmas. They're coming. Be ready.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's Friday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is time to stop down on the no repeat guarantee for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
Now, I know you're going to be focusing on something that will be in many people's lives right now,
it's
Matt.
It's affecting a lot of us at the moment. I have some cute elf on a shelf content. These pesky little things are in our houses, keeping an eye on children to make sure they're good for Christmas. Yesterday, we had one at our house that was using the lampshade in the living room as a hammock. On some toilet roll. I mean, they're getting up to all sorts, but I think one of them has gone too far.
They're mischievous, aren't they?
On this video of one child, one of the elves has drawn, using a black marker pen, drawn glasses on the face of a child while he was sleeping.
Oh!
Which is just outrageous. And his reaction is incredibly cute. I mean, I sort of blame the parents. They should have done something to stop this happening.
Yeah, it's not a stag do, it's the build up to Christmas.
This elf is getting out of hand. Here's how the boy reacted.
Where's the elf? How's the elf there? What do you see?
Look, he's the elf from Europe.
Why did you do that to me? Why did you do that to me? You
cheeky elf. Oh, it's lovely stuff. Lovely, cute elf on a shelf content for you on the Social Ammo Extra. You'll be talking about it later and I've saved your data.
And if I may just jump in here, parents, if you're taking inspiration from this or you think your little elves might take inspiration from this, just have a little look at the side of the pen and make sure it doesn't say the word permanent on it. That would be my advice to any elves out there having a listen.
Yes, I hope you're listening, elves.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
That's it for your Friday morning and another week's worth of The Breakfast Show. Thank you very much indeed for being alongside us over the last 5 days. As you all head off into your weekends, there's some important details you might want to jot down. There's a text number, which is 81215. There's an email address, which is dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. And there's an Instagram place in which you can message me, which is dave_berry_insta. Now, use those as you want to, but particularly if you get whammed. If you hear last Christmas over the weekend, let us know where, when and how you were whammed using those details. On the way, news on how you could dip your hand into the cash register and win a whole pile of cash. We'll all be back with you on Monday morning at 6 a.m. So stay safe, stay entertained, don't get whammed. Arrivederci.
Warning, if you're using a sportsbook to bet on the finals, you're getting robbed. Delete that app and join the millions using Polymarket. Polymarket is a prediction market, not a sportsbook. You trade against other fans, not the house. That means more money for you and less for greedy sportsbooks. It's available in all 50 states. Polymarket, your go-to prediction market for basketball's biggest stage. Download Polymarket in the App Store and use promo code BLOCK to unlock $50 free for your first trade. Download and use code BLOCK.
Trading not available in all jurisdictions. Check local regulations before trading. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply.